The fourth principle is called understanding the wholeness of creation. The essence of this principle is that you are not an organism in this environment. You are an organism slash environment. You cannot be disconnected from it ever. So honoring that and recognizing that in your manifestation process, the work that you are doing to attract to yourself that which you desire in your life, you are really manifesting something that is all, you are already a part of. You're just bringing into your world space that which is already you. So the way to put this principle to work in your life, here are a few suggestions that I would make, is first to make a conscious effort to check yourself when you begin to think in ways that reflect your separateness. When you start seeing something and telling yourself that, I'm not connected to that, or I can kill this, or I can move that, and it won't make any difference. And what difference does it make anyway if we cut down all of these trees or whatever? Begin to see yourself as someone who is connected to everything in your universe, and that that divine force that flows through you also is flowing through all of that. Second thing I would do is to just contemplate the energy that is your life force. This thing that keeps you alive, that is you in the first place. It's not that bone and gristle and blood and all of that that you are looking at. It is something that is invisible, that is within you, and it is also in all of those things that you see in your environment. I would also begin to practice being gentle and respectful and loving toward the life force, not just in yourself, but in all things. And being respectful of it reminds you that you are in some way connected to it, so that by being kind to others, you are also being kind to yourself. There's something very much truthful in the notion that we are the world. It's more than just a clever song title. It really reflects that we all are a part of everything in this world, that none of us can be disconnected from it. I would also, again, determine that I would spend some time each day alone and in silence meditating on this principle. And you repeat that affirmation, I am not an organism in an environment. I am an environ-organism. I am connected to it all. And just remind yourself of that. Also, I would make the space of my life as sacred as I possibly can, have as much beauty and sacredness in all things that show up in my life. I would also really work hard at learning more about holograms and the holographic nature of the universe, and begin to see that each and every one of us really do reflect the totality of humanity. We are all just little slivers in this whole conglomeration called humanity, and that when you take one of us and put a laser beam through it, just like on your credit card, it reflects the whole, and each one of us reflect that whole. These are some of the mental kinds of things that you can do each day to just remind yourself that you can't be separated from your environment. And, of course, the reason for doing this and manifesting is because that which you want to manifest is also in your environment, which means it is also connected to you, so that you're really just working at realigning your intention with divine intelligence.